Chapter 119. Big Shot Dad Teaches How to Be a Good Person 9-2. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie. When Su Linglang happily brought Lu Yanhua home, Su Yuyang had just finished his workout, dripping with sweat. He looked at the two of them, focusing on Su Linglang without saying a word. Dad, I brought a classmate home to do homework. Su Linglang suddenly remembered that Su Yuyang had a rule against bringing people home casually. In her excitement, she had completely forgotten about it. She knew that her father didn't mean for her to treat this place as her own home where she could bring anyone at will. This is our class monitor. I had some questions I couldn't solve, so I wanted to ask him for help. He also lives across the street, he's a neighbor. Su Linglang carefully explained, hoping that Su Yuyang would accept Lu Yanhua doing homework there. Okay, go to the large study room. There's plenty of space. Besides the small study in Su Yuyang's bedroom, there was a large study room big enough to accommodate 3 or 4 people for meetings. Thank you, Dad, Su Linglang exclaimed, relieved and grateful. Su Linglang breathed a sigh of relief. If her dad hadn't agreed, not only would her plan be ruined, but she would also be embarrassed in front of the class monitor. She wouldn't know what to do at school afterward. Lu Yanhua, however, gave Su Linglang a curious look. The great Su was clearly easygoing and gentle, so why did Su Linglang seem so afraid of him? Could it be that, as the great Su had said, Su Linglang had picked up some bad habits from her mother and often did things that the great Su couldn't tolerate, resulting in a strict approach from him towards his daughter? But just now, on the way home, Su Linglang had kept saying how nice the great Su was and how he would surely welcome him. So, who was telling the truth and who was lying? Su Linglang didn't care what Lu Yanhua was thinking. She had made up her mind to keep Lu Yanhua for dinner. She didn't believe her dad would let a guest eat her cooking. If anyone's reputation would suffer, it would be her dad's, not hers. But with her dad's recent unpredictable behavior, Su Linglang felt a bit uneasy, unsure if he would actually cook. Fortunately, as they were finishing their homework, a delicious aroma wafted through the air. Clearly, her dad had gone to cook. Su Linglang felt a sense of pride. She knew her dad cared about appearances and wouldn't let a guest go hungry. Su Linglang, focus. Lu Yanhua noticed Su Linglang was distracted and couldn't help but remind her. He wondered why it seemed like Su Linglang wasn't really interested in studying with him and was instead lost in thought. In fact, Su Linglang wasn't stupid. She just wasn't focused on studying. She would fiddle with this and look at that, even glancing at her game on her phone occasionally. This was making Lu Yanhua a bit frustrated. What's the matter? Su Linglang asked, confused. Aren't I doing the exercises? Finish your homework before playing games. I'm just logging in. You wouldn't understand if you don't play games. Su Linglang tried to defend herself. I play this game too, and my level is higher than yours. I'm also stronger, but I never play while doing homework, Lu Yanhua said, finally understanding why the great Su was so disappointed in his daughter. He was feeling quite disappointed himself. The great Su had it tough. How did you manage to level up? Su Linglang's interest was piqued. Promise me a few things, and I'll tell you. If you can't do it, I'll leave right now. I don't want you affecting my studies. Lu Yanhua wasn't the great Su and wasn't about to indulge Su Linglang. Go ahead, Su Linglang said reluctantly. Why did everyone have to set conditions for her? And she had no choice but to follow them. It was really annoying. Fortunately, Lu Yanhua only required her to focus while doing her homework and not to drag it out. He also limited her gaming time to no more than 2 hours. 2 hours isn't enough. I need at least 3 hours just to stay logged in, Su Linglang protested. She had no reaction to the earlier conditions, but as soon as it involved gaming, she couldn't accept it. I have a way for you to complete your logging in 1.5 hours, and then you can use the remaining half hour to do tasks, Lu Yanhua said impatiently, tapping the table. If you don't finish your homework quickly, you won't even have those 2 hours of game time, and then you'll be dozing off in class again tomorrow. He assumed Su Linglang was dozing off because of playing games. But Su Linglang didn't dare to argue. Her father didn't pamper her, making her do the laundry and cooking, which was embarrassing enough. However, if Lu Yanhua was right, she wouldn't mind spending less time playing games. That way, she could do more chores and earn money. Earlier today, she had calculated that if she did more chores, she could earn more pocket money than before. Then she could use that money to buy game credits and draw more cards, which would make her stronger in the game. She wasn't stupid. If she could save time and effort, why not do it? And since Lu Yunhua was stronger than her, she could also have him help her in the game. So, she decided not to anger Lu Yunhua. There were endless benefits to this. Finally, the two of them managed to finish their homework before dinner. Lu Yunhua even explained his method to Su Linglang, though they didn't have time to test it out before Su Yuyang called them for dinner. They logged into their game and went out to eat. "Dad, your cooking is amazing," Su Linglang couldn't help but exclaim after taking her first bite. Her father never used to cook. He only did the dishes and mopped the floor. She had no idea he could cook so well. "Just some simple home-cooked food," Su Yuyang replied without looking up. He was used to hearing compliments about his cooking. Yet, he gained two new little fans at the dinner table. Uncle Su, can I come to your house to eat often? I'll do the dishes and prepare the ingredients." Lu Yunhua's parents were busy with work, so he usually ate takeout or school meals. The family was afraid that the nanny would mistreat the child, so Lu Yunhua had been taking care of himself. "You can learn to cook yourself," Su Yuyang said, looking at him without agreeing. Is this kid trying to help him or is he trying to help Su Linglang to plot against him? He doesn't want to cook for this ungrateful kid every day.